You're listening to the new Classical FM at 96.3 in Toronto, 102.9 in Collingwood, and 103.1 in Cobourg, the greatest music of all time. I'm Bill Anderson, and it's my pleasure to introduce a very special guest, the Aga Khan Museum's Head of Performing Arts, Amer Ali Alibhai, and you are also the curator of the exhibition that's currently there, Syrian Symphony, New Compositions in Sight and Sound, and we should say spectacular exhibition. This is something that came together rather swiftly, did it not?
It did. It was built and inspired by a previous exhibition we did of historic artifacts from Syria, which included some contemporary work. We started to ask the question, that contemporary work was very compelling. We started to ask ourselves the question, how do artists, what's their role during times of conflict? And contemporary artists, of course, have been responding, continue to respond in times of conflict, and I think make very important work. So it was an opportunity to build on that and to bring together our performing arts and media works and, you know, work in film all together in a project that perhaps challenges one's expectations of a museum exhibition.
Yeah, it's not a museum that's static. Things are interactive. There are multimedia involved in this.
Absolutely. We had several, you know, through the generosity of artists, we had musicians like Kinan Azmi from the Silk Road Ensemble, Kivork Murad, who's also part of Silk Road, who's a visual artist, come in and collaborate in a very important work, I think. And they performed actually in November in a multimedia performance at the museum. And that kind of inspired the site-specific installation that's part of the exhibition.
Well, let's break it down a little bit. It's divided into four distinct and yet somehow connected elements.
Well, that whole idea of a symphony having four movements, mm-hmm. And hence the title Syrian Symphony. And, you know, so there are four musical moments within the exhibition, and they can be experienced, you know, although we did conceive of the Allegro and we ended with the finale, and you don't have to experience them in that particular order to enjoy them, because they're, even though they're connected and related, they're not one piece of work altogether, you know, but they form a whole and they have connection.
As is the case with many musical symphonies, there are some movements that are excerpted and become standalone concert pieces.
Yes, exactly. And, I think the movements are kind of, they move from hopeful and very serious and contemplative. This is a very experiential exhibition. I think what I've seen in terms of people's response is that people are spending a lot of time in the galleries and being in the space. There's a particular painting that was loaned by the Atassi Foundation by Ahmed Ma'ala, a Syrian painter, and it is breathtaking and moving, and one has to spend a lot of time with it.
The word Palmyra comes to mind because of the horrors that happened there, and there's something in this exhibition that relates to that. Explain.
Absolutely. You know, looking at digital archaeology, if you want, drone footage after ISIS had destroyed a great part of the complex, was used to create computer-generated images that form an installation piece that show us the devastation, but also it's kind of hopeful, because through this technology, it may be possible to reassemble, to rebuild, to use that technology to not lose that cultural heritage that belongs to all of humanity.
Now, there's also a portrait wall. What's that?
Oh, the portrait wall. You know, we invited newcomer musicians, people who had only been in Canada for a few months, to come together and record a piece of music. And with that piece of music, we also approached newcomer families to have their portraits taken. But there's also an opportunity for us, the visitor, to leave our images in the exhibition and take our own photographs. And in that way, we form kind of this solidarity, this common humanity with people, rather than putting anyone on display. We all participate in that solidarity.
You've been quoted as saying, in times of conflict or crisis, artists become somewhat our conscience. Expand on that.
Well, they do. I believe that all throughout history, in some of the most horrible situations, we've received symphonies, we've received poetry, you know, written in concentration camps, you know, during times of the greatest hardship that one can imagine someone going through. And yet it seems that part of being human is that need to express through the arts and to, you know, I think, express our conscience, to allow us to exercise our emotional IQs, you know. I believe we can see the world in a different way through music, through the visual arts. And, you know, the museum itself where I work, that's our mandate, that's our mission, you know. Let's connect cultures through the arts, because it's a powerful way to do that. And I think at times of conflict, when we're completely bombarded by so much in the media that is negative, that is perhaps not the full story, artists can give us another way to enter that.
And I think the key word you used there is power. It's a power to really protect the culture of Syria. But you're also trying to show that there can be this rebuilding, and you touched on that just briefly.
Well, I think that, you know, the working with the musicians in particular made me think of intangible cultural heritage, what we can carry, and it's often the songs, it's often the music, it's often the cultural practices that we remember from the places we come. And in a place like Canada, we have the opportunity to share this with one another and to evolve.
For all the details on this marvelous exhibit, go to the website, AghaKhanMuseum.org. That's AghaKhanMuseum.org. And it is called Syrian Symphony, New Compositions in Sight and Sound. And it's been done in, as you say, with the cooperation of the Silk Road Ensemble. And there's a film showing tonight at 7 o'clock. Still some tickets available for that?
Absolutely. Music of Strangers. If you haven't seen it, it's a wonderful film. And it speaks to many of the issues we just talked about.
A documentary about the Silk Road Ensemble, which, of course, was founded by performer Yo-Yo Ma. Now, the Silk Road Ensemble is putting on a concert tomorrow night, again at the Aga Khan Museum. That one is sold out. We did tell you about it a while back, folks, but the people have filled the hall, and it will be just a marvelous experience. Once again, that website is AghaKhanMuseum.org for all of the details about Syrian Symphony, New Compositions in Sight and Sound. Thanks to my guest, the Aga Khan Museum's Head of Performing Arts, Amir Ali Alibhai. Thanks for your visit.